Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lawmakers from both the Senate and the House of Representatives received extraordinary classified briefings by the administration Wednesday. Those attending were able to ask questions of the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove this threat from North Korea, which a senior administration official also described as very grave, posed by the brutal and unpredictable Kim Jong-un regime. All 100 senators gathered at mid-afternoon in an auditorium of the Executive Office Building, adjacent to the White House, for the briefing led by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford. President Donald Trump also was in attendance for a brief time, calling it a very important event. President Trump called Wednesday for a dramatic cut in U.S. corporate taxes to boost job growth in the world's largest economy and massive reforms in the country's complex tax code that could affect millions of American taxpayers. Trump proposed cutting the U.S. corporate tax rate, the highest among the world's industrialized nations, from 35 to 15%. He also called for the one-time repatriation of profits earned by American companies from their overseas operations, a measure Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said would bring back trillions of dollars to the U.S. that could be invested in business expansion at home. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A massive explosion in Syria early Thursday hit near the Damascus International Airport, resulting in a fire and questions about its cause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said the blast did not happen at the airport itself, but could be heard within the city of Damascus, 25 kilometers away. Lebanon's pro-Hezbollah Al-Manar television said the explosion was the result of airstrikes by Israeli warplanes, while Syrian state media said Israeli missiles hit the site. Israeli intelligence minister Israel Katz did not say Israel was responsible, but said it absolutely matches our declared policy, a policy that we also implement. Throughout the Syrian war, which began in March 2011, Israel has made it clear it would not allow shipments of weapons from Iran to Hezbollah units fighting in Syria. After reports that President Donald Trump was considering an executive order to withdraw the United States from the North American Free Trade Agreement, the White House said Wednesday Trump agreed not to take such action after phone calls with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. Since launching his bid for president, Trump has repeatedly criticized the nation's trade deals, especially NAFTA, saying the agreement signed in 1994 has been a disaster and allowed many U.S. jobs to shift to Mexico. The statement further said Trump is honored to work with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and that he believes the renegotiation process will make the three countries stronger. Earlier Wednesday, a Canadian Foreign Ministry spokesman said Canada is ready to come to the table at any time. Venezuela announced late Wednesday it will leave the Organization of American States after the regional body voted to hold a special session to discuss the country's political crisis. Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez said Venezuela would present a letter of complaint Thursday that would kick off the two-year withdrawal process. Venezuela had warned the OAS that a vote to hold the special session would seal its decision to leave. Earlier this month, an OAS resolution called on the government of President Nicolas Maduro to respect the separation of powers and fully restore democratic order. Venezuela has seen a month of protests pressing Maduro to hold new national elections, and more are expected Thursday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.